What is our monthly business review? We are the show of business. Every Tuesday. But right now it's not Tuesday. It is the end of the month, and here's Blake.
Yes, and this is our opportunity to catch up on some of the themes from the show, just from the month of June. And something we like to do here between noon and three is call out people for their bad bits. And we had one from this month, and it is the Arlington Police Department tweeting about Travis Jankowski robbing a home run.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great play, but it was a bad bit.
Was it like an
thumbs down
APB put out for...
Well, I think actually the Rangers, you probably have this info, Blake.
I do.
Yeah, okay. You can go.
Rangers released the video and say, 911, I would like to report a robbery, and then the scared face emoji. And this was quote tweeted by Arlington PD. After a thorough investigation, we've decided to charge Travis Jankowski with, all caps, making a ridiculously awesome defensive play, which carries a sentence of a likely sweep of Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just kind of like your doctor type thing. You know, you don't want him wearing a clown nose and a wacky horn. You want... You know, I want to think when my doctor goes home, he's studying medical journals. He's trying to keep up with the latest, you know, whatever it is that will help make me and others, other people healthy. I don't want him...
Watching Patch Adams.
Yeah, I don't want him being a goofy, fun guy.
I think
I like having a really boring doctor.
Yes. Banker, etc. I think I told you guys this story, but the first fertility doctor that my wife and I had, he was straight Patch Adams. Like, he had sex jokes. And he's like, well, if you can't get it done, I guess I will.
Oh, no.
I'm like, awesome, dude. Yeah. Can I just have a child?
Is that why that's the first one?
We moved. Now have another one? He got the deal done.
But you want your cops to be just kind of serious. They're pretty serious when they're pulling you over and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're not in the mood for bits.
Also, along those same lines, every year at, like, Thanksgiving, when they pull people over and scare the bejesus out of them and give them a turkey, I don't like that bit either.
They do that?
Oh, yeah.
Because they never like the bit when I reach into the glove box for my...
And you start going, pew, pew.
Yeah, I reach in the glove box for my car registration, and I pull out the squirt gun.
Yeah.
They don't think that's funny.
At all. No.
Well, it's just water.
So I've told you guys I've been keeping a new list, and it's called Ham at the, because we like to imagine, here's a couple entries, Ham at the beach.
Yep.
In his black jeans, and he's got a jacket on today as it's 102 outside.
Our guys in studio were pretty amazed that they saw Ham wearing jeans and a jacket.
See, it's not,
it's like, not amazing.
They go, I thought it was a bit.
Not a bit.
No.
Yeah, he's trying to weigh more.
Well, if it is a bit... The key is it has no payoff.
Yes, which is much
well, that's
of his
Ham's
bits.
Thing.
Yeah.
Also, Ham at the golf tournament would be funny.
Very funny.
Picture
like waiting
there
to cross the fairway.
But on the 26th of this month, we got Ham at the pool. Apparently, he goes to the pool.
Got sunburnt on my sunskin.
Have you ever seen Ham's legs?
I have not.
No.
Never.
I think he's a never nude.
You'll never know.
What do you sleep in? Jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured.
So, I think it's funny to picture him at different places, and apparently he went to the pool and did not swim in his black jeans. Let's see. We keep points here on the Hang Zone for funny jokes, killer references. The first one I want to play is from Ham. Ham got a point for this, and I thought he should have probably gotten an e-break this morning for it as well, as we were all... Laying to rest, Ryan Mallett, and Jake had explained to us that during his college recruiting days, Ryan Mallett would talk in the third person sometimes.
Yeah.
Ryan Mallett doesn't throw at camps. Ryan Mallett doesn't lift at camps. And Ham thought he would end our segment.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I
like,
think that's
you
part
don't
want to too.
Swim too far out because it'll
exactly
suck you in. Okay.
Yeah, and I just think it can kind of jump up on you and happen pretty quickly. And I have to imagine that's what happened here. Now, that's not to say that alcohol definitely was not part of the equation. But as Ty said, I mean, pretty athletic guy. I mean, he was in the league like 5 years ago. And then it just...
Ryan Mallett doesn't swim either.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
I'm going to laugh too much. I mean, it's a death, but...
But, you know, laughing helps us...
heal.
Yeah,
that's
get
right.
Get to the other side.
Yeah. But that wasn't the point of the month. Dan won that.
I've never heard of Second Lady.
No.
You know, so why do we now have a second gentleman?
Libs.
Well, I think because we have a female vice president.
Yeah, but like I said, they've never touted whatever, Dick Cheney's wife, if he had one.
Liz Cheney?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's his daughter, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the counter?
Oh!
Well, they had, okay.
Anyway.
Wait, no,
go
let's
ahead.
Get to the bottom of this. Who is Dick Cheney's wife? I think what throws me off is that Liz Cheney also looks really old.
Oh, I think her name was Balland.
No.
No. Lynn Cheney.
No, Dan the Man, Uncle Dan, Lynn Cheney, yeah.
Look, Ham liked it.
He did like it. Great, and I'm going to apologize to all my poli-sci friends out there.
Who's his wife?
Ty said Lynn Cheney, but Liz Cheney is old, so I just kind of always assume which one of his daughters
Yeah, but
was
he's
a,
pretty old,
which
too.
Which one of his daughters is a lesbian?
Non-Liz Cheney.
Okay.
Les Cheney.
Boy,
he's on fire.
You're going to lose Ham today.
That was a two-pointer for Dan.
And it's only 2 points because there's one ball that can go into the basket. Otherwise, that would have been 200. I mean, that's...
Yay!
Those were...
So you had to have the bad one.
Plays. Yeah.
So Dan up to 43 points, Mino 35, Jake 34, Ham with 10. Next list we like to keep here in the hang zone, things Dan or Jake want. And on June 9th, Dan wants to throw a brick through a car window.
I've always wanted to do that. Wouldn't that be fun?
This came up because...
Don't you want to destroy stuff? Like Letterman used to drop TVs off of buildings and stuff. Or watermelons off of a building. I'd like to do that, too.
We found out it was illegal to leave your dog in the car.
In some states.
Yeah.
Texas, I don't believe, is one of them.
But yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before, Dan. Like, you did that in college, right? Somebody had a TV or a fridge or something. Because we did that for sure.
And just destroyed it?
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Just midnight on a Saturday night, everybody's blotto, and you're like, who's got a hammer?
We lived on the outskirts of town 1 year and had a couch that we wanted to get rid of and turned it on its side and put it out in the backyard and lit it on fire. It was the most spectacular thing ever. I highly recommend burning a couch.
July 4th weekend.
Yeah, coming up.
Coming up here.
The only other entry, Jake wants to be amid accusations.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's probably not too far off. And I don't recall, like, the context of that, like, what story we were talking about, but do you, Blake?
Not. No.
Yes.
Nope.
But you'll see that in news stories from time to time. Like, it'll say such and such's name, and then, amid accusations, Kemp responded.
Let's see, next category here, time capsule. If you guys make a, I don't know, some sort of claim, I want to hold you to it. And Jake, on June 1st, you said you will never get a VR headset.
And we followed up on that
and
with the AirPod thing. Didn't we read that email? A buddy of ours emailed us and was like, yeah, I seem to recall him saying that he would never wear AirPods. Let's check in on that.
Because you wear them now.
I do not. I wear them in bed sometimes, but I have never left the house. I've never worn them standing up.
That's different than I'll never wear. So you're saying you will wear a VR headset at home?
No.
We're not asking if you walk down the street in it.
I would say that I'm still pretty out on the AirPod. It's not a common thing for me. And the VR helmet will never happen. Ever.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay.
You sound like a, you know, my grandpa said I'll never watch color TV. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Whoa.
I didn't really know my, my dad. Yeah.
Kemp spins. You're up to 444. You had 8 unique ones in the month of June.
Wow. What a rate.
Let's see. Let me just pull one.
811
here.
Shows.
Kemp spin.
More than every other day, he'll give you a unique Kemp spin.
Let's just do 2 here.
Thanks, man.
Mark Wahlberg.
This one's tough to talk about, but Ham, don't put your head in your hands. Mark Wahlberg committed a couple hate crimes when he was a teenager. One of them was he beat up an older Vietnamese man and was screaming slurs at him when he did it. And for a long time, the story I had heard was that Mark Wahlberg beat this guy up so bad that the guy went blind. What's true is that the guy is blind.
I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
But the thing is, the guy was already blind.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
He beat up a blind...
I think he had one eye.
Vietnamese man?
Yeah. So is it better or worse if you come away from that story and you're like, boy, he beat this guy so badly that he lost vision in one eye.
Right, that's bad.
But
if you all just engaged in a fight with him in the first place and he was blind.
Yeah.
I also have here, if he would have been on one of the 9/11 flights, they wouldn't have hit the tower.
He said that in an interview, I believe in 2011, that if he would have been on one of those two flights, wouldn't have happened.
That's like there's a guy who went viral.
Yeah, for saying he would survive the sub.
Right. I think he did it on Reddit or something, and that went viral.
All right, then let's end here with just some notes from the show. On June 1st, we called Killer to get an explanation for the drop third strike rule, and we ended up explaining it to him.
Yeah, there was a...
Were we all shocked?
It was a high school baseball state championship game. The video went viral, and we called Killer, and he did not have much info. To put it lightly.
Huh.
That's where we got that.
Right. This is troubling. On June 6th, Dan pooped in the ocean.
Yeah.
I just said that I have in the past.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
and
no,
that's way
I,
better than the lake, right? Because the ocean's so big. You'll be out there. And
neither are good.
It gets carried out.
I think both are pretty bad.
Out there.
Now, I will say...
It's not the pool.
I didn't get 0 tweets of support for Dan on that. It was more than that.
Thank you.
It's
There's
still,
all kinds of people out there.
I felt weird.
Cool
the rest
ones
of the
like
day.
Me.
Yeah.
Same day, after trying vitamins for 2 weeks, Pop Rocks made Ham feel better.
I was having withdrawals.
Yes. And then on June 26th, Dan says you can't create the opposite of a fire. Spot the lie.
You can't.
Which is because, so if you have a freeze, you can make a fire to help warm yourself up.
That's
but,
right.
But if we lose electricity in this heat that we've been experiencing, then what are you going to do? What's your answer? What's your equivalent to a fire?
How can you create ice with sticks? You can't.
Oh, and then Dan once spent $27 on a phone sex line.
Had to wet the beak a little bit to see what this whole thing was about.
Yeah, what if it was really great and...
Yeah.
Or what if I met my soulmate that way?
Here's your MBR.
That sounds like a good month to me.
It was a really fun month.
Yeah.
And that sounded like a review.
Of business.
Of the month.